Hello to Europe, good morning to Asia, and good evening to those all across the fruited plains. You are now locked in to the worldwide 20 megabit beacon of truth, hope, and justice, otherwise known as your nightly dose of the Crimson Pill. I, your host, the great and all-powerful Antonin Fiore. Hey, just make sure you don't peek behind that curtain, folks. Encourage you to unfasten your seatbelts and turn on all portable electronic devices as we embark on this week's voyage of the USS Crimson Pill. Ladies and gentlemen of the RBN listening audience, welcome to this Sunday, October the 2nd edition of the Crimson Pill radio program, nestling into our newest time slot here, Sunday evenings, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Appreciate the many email messages I got from loyal listening audience wondering about the move in the time slot. And in case you didn't hear our final program in the weeknight time slot, late night time slot, I had mentioned at that time, unfortunately, due to a piece of contract work that I simply could not pass up, I'm self-employed, and anyone else who's listening right now who is self-employed, you understand the meaning of the phrase, you got to make hay while the sun is shining. And for me right now, the sun is shining to do this piece of work that made it basically impossible to remain in the Monday through Friday late evening time slots. Perhaps down the road we might go back to that nightly format. I thank you for your many messages mentioning how you appreciated hearing the show on a nightly basis. We may be able to return there again once we've got that hay put up after we took advantage while the sun was shining. Folks, I want to welcome you here to tonight's program. I want to send a shout out to the previous host, Mr. Ralph Winteroud. What a fantastic program that he hosts. Incredibly interesting, dynamic issues that he presents to the listening audience, is sharing his own personal experiences in his fight against this matrix, against the hand and the foot that exists out there right now today. I want to send my kudos once again, not only to Mr. Winteroud, but also all of the other hosts on the network who do such an outstanding job of thoroughly conveying the day-in, day-out aspects, the legal aspects, the constitutional aspects of why it is that our republic is basically a figment of our distant past, why it is that we now live under a neo-fascist regime and system, and why it is that we need to shake off the oppression of that system and how to do it. And for those of you who may be new to this Crimson Pill radio program, I'd like to explain this. Yes, so many of the hosts do an outstanding job of describing to you precisely the ins and outs, the legal P's and Q's of what's happening to us. Crimson Pill goes off in a little bit of a different direction, folks. We still cover the things that are happening around us on a daily basis, but we also get into the things that have happened to our human race for not only for hundreds, but also for thousands of years. We talk on a grand scale, the galaxy, the cosmos, and tonight we're going to begin by talking about aliens being part of God's plan, too. A conference held this summer. Join us, folks, over the break. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this Sunday, October the 2nd edition of the Crimson Pill radio program. I am your host, Antonin Fiore. And just leading into the commercial break, I wanted to provide a teaser of what some of the topic matter we're going to discuss this evening, folks. There was a conference held in Florida over the weekend called the 100-Year Starship Symposium. Now, that might sound a little far-fetched, but how about if I ground it to earth for you by mentioning that it was hosted by, sponsored by, our good friends at DARPA. In case you're not familiar with that alphabet agency acronym, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. In other words, the real-life R&D branch of the X-Files, the folks working for the Defense Department, using your taxpayer dollars to make literal magic happening, and they've been doing it for quite some time. You've heard in the past programs we've discussed some of the work of DARPA, and I trust me, folks, I haven't even begun to get to you the most interesting, the most chilling and frightening findings, discoveries, and working technologies that DARPA has their hands on and that they're using on all of us, not only on our enemies, our quote-unquote enemies, of this former republic, now the fascist state. Not only do they use it on our supposed terrorist threateners to this country, but they use it on us. Point in fact, they actually do most of their guinea pig-based experimentation on good old American citizens first, despite the fact that it is your checkbook which provides the cash flow for all that work to be done. Wanted to provide a teaser out of that conference. One of the breakout groups or lectures that was held entitled the, it was part, again, the conference in total was called the 100-Year Starship Symposium, and there was a smaller group or a breakout conference. One lecturer presented his panel that said, quote-unquote, did Jesus die for Klingons too? In other words, they're talking about the implications to human culture, and in particular to religions, when and if it is learned that there is indeed life beyond the Earth itself. Now, folks, I'm going to read to you the title of this article that came out today on space.com. I believe this breakout lecture or workshop was yesterday, Saturday, the 1st of October. The title of the article dated today on space.com is, Are Aliens Part of God's Plan 2? Finding E.T., could change religion forever. Now, those of you who have heard the program in the past, you're kind of already aware of the different direction that the Crimson Pill radio program takes. Those of you who may be new listeners to the program, I want to explain. So many of the hosts on the RBN network do a fantastic job of bringing you the information that we desperately need for each one of us to become informed and educated about the constitutional and the legal angles that they have used to bring in and impose this fascist takeover of our former republic. John Stadtmiller, Jeffrey Bennett and his Wednesday night guest, Roger Sales, folks, Alan Watt, right on down the line. I don't have time or the ability to reference everybody by name and the different angles that they come at this, trying to solve the pieces of the big picture. In fact, the previous host on the network, Mr. Ralph Winterowd, near the end of his show, was referring to this as being much like The Matrix and how he himself one day awakened and realized, geez, where have I been? What's been going on? How's all this been happening around me? And the answer to that, folks, is it is a matrix. In essence, if we use the analogy or the comparison from the movie The Matrix. But, folks, it is a method, a system of control, not just from the legal and property standpoints, not just control of your rights, your ability to act with liberties or freedoms within your country, within your culture, your economy, not only the restrictions on that, folks, no. It is a system of control of your mind, of your thoughts, of the way that you think, of the way that you see the world. And that is where this show attempts to take you to, is to first shine light on and then educate, to teach some of these principles about how you're misled. And it's a long journey, folks. And so many of these subjects are massive and require a great deal of time to make complete and thorough expositions of. And this angle is just one of them. This notion, as we talk about extraterrestrials, ETs, and how they fit into this great system of control that's being waged. Now, here's where I need to provide a caveat up front. Those of you who have heard me talking about UFOs and ETs in the past, you've heard me repeatedly say, I am not trying to convince you that ET is about to knock on our back door, nor am I trying to convince you that ET is already here and living in the attic. I do not know. I see just as much data to suggest one direction as I do the other, but I do think that there's an awful lot of compelling evidence that's pretty tough to ignore when you get into the enormous, enormous numbers and cases of military professionals, other professionals in the fields of aviation and or law enforcement who have themselves encountered either craft, objects, etc., that defy their description and their past experience with how any of those technologies might operate, as well as the numbers of those individuals who have had what you would call close encounters with objects and or with beings that also, I believe, are compelling enough to at least make the case that if in fact ET itself is still something that our human race here on this planet has not yet encountered, then there is no question that what these various individuals have encountered are other human beings who have very compelling, probably very evil, agendas in mind why it is that they want to purport and pretend that that's who they are, what they are, represent themselves in that fashion. What I'm trying to say is this, folks, it is all about control. And this ET agenda and the things that have been being disclosed by NASA and by the Department of Defense over the course of this calendar year, they are alarming in the number of, well, let's say, changes to the record that they have been previously spent the past 4 or 5 or 6 decades trying to misinform and disinform you about. This article is just one more example along that line. Folks, we're going to be talking about the truth about our solar system, the truth about our sun, the truth about space all around our planet that you have been misinformed and disinformed about, despite the fact that your taxpayer dollars have funded the research where long ago, we're saying decades ago, they understood and found these truths and yet have kept them away from your knowledge due to national security, good old compartmentalized information, classified due to national security interests, just like the over 5,000 technology patents that also, through the course of the last few decades, have been classified national security have been kept from the public interest, the public knowledge, despite the tremendous amount of advantages and benefits that they could bring to our society from an energy standpoint, an environmental standpoint, etc. Folks, we're at the bottom of the pyramid. We're at the bottom of the totem pole. And those who are at the top, well, it's time that we cover some of the bases to cast the light on them, but it does, in fact, take time. I want to turn our attention back to this article now for a moment, because it ties to one of the programs I did a number of weeks back where I read to you from the Brookings Institute report from the late 1950s, basically providing the grounds to our government as to why they would use executive order power from the Office of the President to classify any and all knowledge about extraterrestrial life. They did this. The report came out in the late 50s. If you remember me quoting from that report, or if you'd like to jump on the web and pull it up for yourself, the text is all available to you easily. And in essence, they said that if people found out that there is extraterrestrial life, their brains would melt out of their heads like warm, runny gravy. Folks, it can be argued that some people might be better able to handle the truth about what's happening as opposed to others, but yeah, there are an awful lot of folks out there who would literally have their worlds fall apart around them based upon the knowledge that we are not alone, never have been alone, and quite possibly, folks, quite possibly, that the entity or entities that we think of as God or the gods may very well themselves have been what we would consider to be extraterrestrial beings. Now, we'll set that to the side for the moment as we do a dive into the text of the article. Once again, entitled, Are Aliens Part of God's Plan 2? Finding E.T. Could Change Religion Forever. Dated today, October the 2nd, available on space.com. Dateline Orlando, Florida. The discovery of intelligent aliens would be mind-blowing in many respects, but it could present a special dilemma for the world's religions, theologians pondering interstellar travel concepts said on Saturday. Christians in particular might take the news hardest because the Christian belief system does not easily allow for other intelligent beings in the universe, Christian thinkers said at the 100-Year Starship Symposium, a meeting, by the way, sponsored by DARPA, your friends at DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, to discuss issues surrounding traveling to other stars. In other words, in the words of philosophy professor Christian Wiedemannoff, Germany's Ruhr University, Bochum, however that's pronounced. In his words, quote-unquote, did Jesus die for Klingons too? Which was the title of his talk at the panel on the philosophical and religious considerations of visiting other worlds. Quote, according to Christianity, an historic event some 2,000 years ago was supposed to save the whole of creation, Wiedemann said. You can grasp the conflict. Here's how the debate goes. If the whole of creation includes 125 billion galaxies with hundreds of billions of stars in each, as astronomers believe, then what if some of these stars have planets with advanced civilizations too? Why would Jesus Christ have come to Earth, of all of the inhabited planets in the universe, to save Earthlings and abandon the rest of God's creatures? Well, when we come back after the breaks, folks, we'll ponder that question that's posed by good old Dr. Wiedemann. That and many more questions. Folks, join us in just a few moments. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
He is the creator and sustainer of all the worlds, whether those worlds are known or unknown to mankind.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Crimson Pill radio program here on Republic Broadcasting Network. On this Sunday evening, the 2nd of October, 2011, as we talk about the conference that was held over the weekend in Florida, the 100-Year Starship Symposium, sponsored by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, and in particular, one of the conferences, or breakout discussions, lectures that was held, testing or contemplating what the discovery of extraterrestrial life, human interaction, confrontation, discovery of extraterrestrials beyond a shadow of a doubt, what implications that might have upon the religions of the earth, as well as basically as well as on human culture in a more general sense as well. And once again, this this professor from Germany, Professor Christian Wiedemannoff, proposes that the idea that Christians in particular might take the news the hardest out of each of the religions of the world. And once again, part of the reason why is why would Jesus Christ, this is in his own words, have come to Earth of all the inhabited planets in the universe to save Earthlings and yet abandon the rest of God's creatures? Well, now in the next portion of the article, aliens and religion can still coexist. Wiedemann, who is a self-described Protestant Christian, suggested some possible solutions to the dilemma. Perhaps extraterrestrials aren't sinners like humans, and therefore aren't in need of saving. However, the principle of mediocrity, the idea that your own example is most likely typical unless you have evidence to the contrary, casts doubt on this, he pointed out. Now, this is where I'm going to jump in, folks, make a little commentary. First of all, being a Protestant Christian, Mr. Wiedemann perhaps is not aware of what the Catholic Church would offer as a solution to that, which is the concept of original sin, that it was our own human naughtiness instigated by our progenitors, by the original mother and father, if you will, Adam and Eve, that it was original sin that might distinguish us, and that maybe the other extraterrestrials, maybe they weren't naughty in the early days and did not fall into the same traps or make the same mistake. But to continue with the article, quote, if there are extraterrestrial intelligent beings at all, it is safe to assume that most of them are sinners too, he said. If so, did Jesus save them too? My position is no. If so, our position among intelligent beings in the universe would be very exceptional. Now, another possibility is that God incarnated multiple times, sending a version of himself down to save each inhabited planet separately. However, based on the best guesses of how many civilizations we might expect to exist in the universe and how long planets and civilizations are expected to survive, God's incarnations would have had to be in about 250 places simultaneously at any given time, assuming that each incarnation took about 30 years, which, of course, is what they're estimating roughly to be the lifetime of Jesus. Folks, I apologize because I keep chuckling as I'm trying to share this with you. It is so narrow-minded. It makes so many assumptions, and it is based so much on a materialistic perspective that I'm almost shocked this person was invited to give this presentation by seemingly limiting, in so many materialistic ways, limiting the powers of God and or of Jesus and or of the universe. It's a bit of a chuckle, but what's not a chuckle is this. Folks, there's a reason why DARPA invited this guy and had him put on this type of presentation. There's a reason why DARPA is hosting or sponsoring a conference like this in the first place. And there's a reason why NASA, which you've heard me say before, is nothing more than the whitewashed picket fence public relations front of the real space program, which is to say the Department of Defense space program, the secret space program, if you'd like to call it that. There's a reason why NASA has been making so many of these disclosures, and if I just name a few of them to you, the list would look like this. Number one, they have spent decades, ever since the space race began, trying to convince you that there really cannot be life in the universe because Earth is so unique in its abundance of water. And just a few months back, I shared with you on one of the programs that they have smashed that paradigm with how the universe itself is just filled with abundant sources of water. Number two, they've tried to tell you that life couldn't exist hardly anywhere else because Earth is in this magical, happy little Goldilocks zone. They call it, as a nickname, the Goldilocks zone, or the habitable zone, which means that it's just the right distance away from our sun. We're not too close as to be too hot. We're not too far away as to be too cold. They've used this false paradigm that they've taught you for decades. When you went through school, grade school, high school, even in college, they reinforced this I don't mean to use language that I'm trying to coach myself on not using. They've used this nonsense, bunk paradigm that they've taught you, and they've reinforced it for a reason, for the exact same reason that they reinforced going back centuries ago, continued to reinforce the bunk notion that the Earth was at the center of the universe or at the center of the solar system and that the sun and other planets were moving around the Earth. That was bunk then, folks, and they did it for a reason. It's propaganda. It's mind control. It is to control the way that you think and the way that you perceive the reality around you. When we come back from the commercial break, we'll talk more about shattering this matrix of lies that they have built up and continue to persist all around us. We'll be right back, folks, in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen of the RBN listening audience. You're tuned in to the Crimson Pill radio program. I am your host, Antonin Fiore, here on the 2nd of October, Sunday, 2011. And we're talking about the Matrix itself. We're talking about the big lie. We're talking about how it is that they exact the level of control and manipulation of the populations of the Earth in the fashion that they do. And folks, it's not a new story. It's not a recent story. It's an old one. Just before the break, I left off with the example. You want to know what control is? Ask Galileo, the guy who, he wasn't the first, by the way, to do so, but using scientific observation and a telescope and monitoring, tracking the movement of the stars, the heavens. Folks, people before the time of Christ were aware not only that the earth was round, but that the earth was not at the center of the solar system, that the sun was. Various cultures, many of you, if you have not heard of the Antikythera device found in Greece, another fantastic example of just what kind of a basis in true knowledge of the workings of our solar system and of stellar mechanics were held by cultures of antiquity. In case you want to make a note of that, the Antikythera device, it's spelled A-N-T-I-K-Y-T-H-E-R-A. Maybe I'll come back and do a whole segment on that Antikythera device and the significance of its discovery that demonstrates, again, before the time of Christ, what sort of knowledge of the mechanics of the sun, the moon, our planet, the orbits, etc. But back more on focus to the here and the now. Folks, the reason why so many of these things are important to us and to awake us, to help wake us from the sleep that we're under, is because it is these techniques that they use to prevent us from having awareness of the actual and rightful functionings of our planet, of our solar system, of our near galaxy, of physics itself, folks, of physics itself. To give us a set of false paradigms that prevents us from having a true knowledge. And it is a deliberate agenda. It's not just by mistake. Another recent example is the information coming out of CERN that's finding particles that are breaking the speed of light, that are violating Einstein's law of theory of relativity, for example, his rule that nothing could exceed the speed of light? Well, folks, that's just another example of a paradigm of the rightful mechanics of not just our solar system, our galaxy, the universe, but of physics itself that is due for a shakedown and due for an awakening, and it's one that they're attempting to suppress and have already been successfully suppressing. In that particular case, the first discoveries of this phenomenon were occurring around 4 to 5 years ago, and they have done a successful job of keeping it from our knowledge during this length of time, and now it's becoming too obvious. Well, oh, here I go. I'm ranging wide in a field once again. I want to try to bring this back into a coherent discussion. I'd like to return to the article that I began reading from a little earlier, the conference that was held this past weekend, Are Aliens Part of God's Plan 2? Finding E.T. Could Change Religion Forever. I want to come back to it because they talk a little bit more about why it is that the discovery of the final obvious, undeniable, incontrovertible discovery and interaction with extraterrestrials, why that might be harder on Christians than any of the other religions of the world. I'm going to jump forward here a little ways. While the discovery of extraterrestrial intelligence would likely spur profound soul searching for people of all faiths, many of the world's religions might have an easier time accommodating the knowledge than Christianity, said theologist Michael, going to kill this last name, Waltemathe. It's Waltemath, Waltemathe. Looks like another German name. If you're out there, Michael, give me a call. Tell me how to say it the right way. Who is also of the Ruhr University, Bochum. So another German officially, yes. It seems to be only a problem of Christianity, he says. Now, they kind of go on to allude here. In Islam, for example, Muhammad was a prophet or a messenger of God, not God incarnate, as was Jesus. So additional prophets could have simultaneously visited other planets to save extraterrestrial species, he said. And Hindus already believe in multiple deities, so accommodating more to guard over alien civilizations may not be difficult. Well, they kind of do a broad brush, quick sweep past Hinduism there, where it runs a little deeper than just believing in multiple deities. If you're familiar with the Vedas, the Hindu Vedas, folks, you can encounter material that describe craft, what we call today UFOs. These in the Hindu Vedas, they're called Vimana, V-I-M-A-N-A, the Vimana crafts. The Hindu Vedas literally articulate, describe, detail battles that took place long ago that you may as well were taking place either between humans and extraterrestrials and or between various extraterrestrial races and or civilizations, utilizing these Vimana craft almost down to the point of providing blueprints of the craft themselves and or how they're built. Also talking about artificial gravity propulsion type technology. Amazing, amazing material. I can't let myself get too far down that rabbit trail right now. There's a whole nother program in and of itself. But these folks kind of blow right on by that one at about 80 miles an hour, just mentioning that Hindus might have an easier time with it because they already believe in multiple deities. Yeah, it runs an awful lot deeper than that, folks. But to returning to the article again, ultimately, though, the discovery of intelligent aliens isn't likely to pose a serious crisis for Christianity either, Hoffman said. After all, the religion has survived challenging scientific revelations before. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry to laugh. Let me finish the article. One more paragraph to go. Quote, religion is essentially conservative, unquote, Hoffman told Space.com. Again, quoting, you can put almost anything in its face, and it's going to shake out a little bit, and then it's going to drop right back down. We've seen this happen historically, unquote. Oh, my. Folks, the reason that I'm laughing right now is because they spent the first half of their lecture building toward the case points of why it is that Christianity is going to have a rougher time of it than the other religions, and then they do a regular professional reversal on the spot, a pivot point, reversing their position on the spot, probably because they realized that they were going to get themselves afoul of some Christians who would take offense at the notion, that that they wouldn't be able to handle it better than these other religions. Oh, man. The reason that I wanted to bring this out, folks, is because it ties back, this article, it ties back to what I had shared with you about the Brookings Institution report from the 1950s, which in itself ties to the contents of the Space Act of 1958, when NASA itself was chartered, was created. And at that time, in the language of the Space Act of 1958 itself, you can see it delineates the separate military space program, which has become, once again, if you want to call it the secret space program, that's great, that's fine. Just one or two programs ago, I shared with you some of the details, the information about some of the operations of the military space program, how there were as many as 17 astronauts as part of that space program conducting missions in Earth's orbit that you were completely unaware of in those original decades when they were doing their smoke and mirrors act to make you think that our astronauts, folks like Aldrin and Armstrong and et cetera, were the first humans pioneering, breaking ground, going places man had never been before, when point in fact members of the secret space program had basically been the first to do and achieve all of those various milestones along the way. Folks, it's no different than going to a magic show. David Copperfield did not literally wave a wand and make the Statue of Liberty disappear. That did not happen. It's using a variety of techniques. Some of them are borderline mind control type techniques. Some of them are sleight of hand, but it is a variety of techniques. It's no different than what many undercover and or intelligence apparatus operatives are taught with techniques about how to move through various difficult situations that they find themselves in from one moment to the next. When they catch someone who's about to see them in the act of progress, how to perform a quick and tidy slide to change that person's perception about what's occurring in that moment, to buy some time. It's a series of, it's not just sleight of hand, it's not just smoke and mirrors. It's in essence using what they know about human psychology and human acculturation, which is another way of saying programming, the way that you've been programmed from birth, utilizing what they know about all of that in order to make you think you see what's happening in a complete sense, when in reality, you're only seeing as much as what's being doled out to you. And in so many basic and expansive aspects of life, it is nothing. Or next to nothing that you're seeing in terms of the real facts of what's happening. Folks, there's so many different directions I'd like to go right now. I've got a stack of stuff about a foot deep that I want to try to get to, and I'm just not sure how to cover it all in the amount of time that we have. I think what I'd like to do is talk for a bit about a few more of the revelations that they've been making, the disclosures that they've been making through the course of this calendar year that dramatically reshape and redefine the knowledge about what's really happening in the universe as a large, in our near Earth and in our solar system, in our galaxy. And I know that I've recovered these bases once or twice along the route, but I'm trying to do it this time in context, again, of space, of DARPA, of NASA, of what they have actually known for decades that they have misinformed and disinformed us about, because we have to focus on the lies and we have to focus on this agenda because it is part of the control matrix. And then I believe after just retouching on a few of these headlines, that's then when we can come back and talk more about some of the other angles that they're doing it from as well. How rogue alien planets could host extraterrestrial life. Prior to the break, I had talked about the fallacy, the myth of this Goldilocks zone, the habitable zone that they say that the Earth is in. For decades, they tried to tell you that extraterrestrial life is just completely far-fetched because Earth is in just the right place in closeness to our sun, that we have an abundance of liquid water, and then from a climatological standpoint, it's not too hot, not too cold, so that life could evolve in the way that it did, and yada, yada. Well, folks, along comes this spring a sequence of disclosures made by NASA talking about rogue planets. Now, first and foremost, the definition. The planets in our solar system that you know of, they orbit our sun in a pretty similar format. Pluto's the only oddball at its angle that it orbits our sun. When we talk about these rogue planets that they've made the disclosures about, these are planets that are free-floating through space. They are not orbiting any star. They're free-floating through space, in fact, through deep space. That's the parts of space that are way outside of solar systems that are considered by astrophysicists to be incredibly cold, very much a vacuum, having almost no density, no matter whatsoever. These free-floating planets plunging right on through deep space as well as traveling through solar systems as well. And this study that was only really disclosed this spring, I'm looking at an article from NASA.gov dated May 18th of 2011, this spring. The research had been conducted during 2006 and 2007, and yet not released, not disclosed, or openly or publicly until this year, revealing evidence of these free-floating planets that are roughly the mass of Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is awfully big in comparison to the Earth, folks, and it is not only that there are these free-floating planets of that size and scale, there are also those the size and scale of the other planets as well, kind of Earth-like, in other words. The newfound planets are located in it. Well, no, let me skip down on through the article just a little bit here. This would add up. The discovery indicates that there are many more free-floating Jupiter-mass planets that can't be seen. The team estimates there are about twice as many of them as stars. In addition, these worlds are thought to be at least as common as planets that orbit stars. This would add up to hundreds of billions. With a B, billions, hundreds of billions of lone planets in our Milky Way galaxy alone. Now, folks, so we're not talking about a handful of them out there in the universe as a whole. They're talking about hundreds of billions of these free-floating planets in our Milky Way galaxy alone. More of them, they are at least as common as planets that orbit stars, like Mars, Venus, Earth, etc. They are at least that common, hundreds of billions of them in our galaxy alone. And you might be saying to yourself, well, why is that important? Why is it significant? And the reason you might say that is because as you went through school, you were taught that if a planet is not orbiting a star, it cannot sustain. In fact, you weren't even taught that it was possible. You were taught that planets had to orbit stars, in essence. Otherwise, it's nothing more than a chunk of rock like an asteroid. No. No, these babies are free-floating. They're the size of Earth, the size of Jupiter, even larger. But you would have thought, based on your programming, that if a planet wasn't right in the sweet spot like we are, the Goldilocks zone, like Earth is, it cannot sustain life. Well, no, because just shortly after that article comes out, we get articles like How Rogue Alien Planets Could Host Extraterrestrial Life. Lonely rogue worlds surprisingly outnumber planets with suns. We get a series of articles talking about how these rogue planets can sustain life. In other words, that is your DOD space program through NASA, its public relations whitewash picket fence front face, telling you that even these rogue planets that free float through the vastness of space can sustain extraterrestrial life. Why? Because the concept of a Goldilocks zone, of the habitable zone, of being just the right distance from your sun, is irrelevant. It's irrelevant to being able to sustain life. Now, why is that important? That's important because that gets into the actual and truthful dynamics of what stars do for planets. Our sun. Ladies and gentlemen, our sun, I want you to hear this. I'm not saying it only to be provocative. I'm going to come back and talk about it. Our sun neither lights us nor heats us. It's easier to start with the heating part. For those of you who haven't heard me talk about this on a past program, it's easier to start with the heating part. Why? Because fortunately, most of us have had experience in the past decades with the microwave oven. Our sun is not a great big flaming ball of fire sending us heat. There is no heat being sent from the sun to the earth. It's like a microwave oven. It's sending electromagnetic radiation at us. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you about that and a little bit more. Feel free to give a call in if you've got any questions, but I got a feeling I've got a little bit more in my rant box. We'll see you in a minute, folks.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sustainer of all the worlds, whether those worlds are known or unknown to mankind.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Crimson Pill radio program here on Sunday, the 2nd of October. I'm your host, Antonin Fiore, and we are talking about the truth of it all. A lot of these aspects, these elements of what we consider to be scientific knowledge, which are, well, you know, folks, It's another wing. It's another department of the agenda to control you. Repeatedly, the hosts on this network do a great job of articulating how it is that they have misled us, how it is that so many people are asleep to the actual truth about what's going on around us, how you're taught in grade school, in high school, that we live in a constitutional republic. In fact, the word republic really isn't taught that much anymore. That's part of what they're trying to suppress. But how we have the Constitution and constitutional rights, when point in fact, if you go into a court of law and try to make your pleadings based on constitutionality, you're nowhere, because we live under a statutory system, statutory law. If you're not making statutory pleadings, you're lost from the get-go. And yet so many people aren't aware of that. Why? How? Well, because of the agenda that's used to suppress the right functioning of things, the true functioning of things. And this program, we try to take it to a different level to make you aware of many of the things, how the fashions, the ways, the manners that you're being misled by your understanding of science and or of the universe itself on a different scale, in a different direction. But we do tie it right back into current events. Like I said before, we're going to talk here in the second hour about the relevance of the findings that there are particles which are breaking the speed of light, going faster than the speed of light, the implications of that in technology and in science to come. Another article, brain scans let computers reconstruct movie scenes that are being viewed by someone just by monitoring their brain activity. A computer reconstructs what the person is seeing with their eyes, not by tracking through their eyes, but by monitoring almost well, in essence, like an MRI scan of the brain activity and reconstructing what that person is seeing, reconstructing it via the computer, almost like CGI. Folks, all of these things impact us enormously, tremendously, because in the next stages of this takeover that are to come in the agenda of the cabal, of the elite, where it is that they're going to have to go to next, now that so many people are awakening today, it is chilling and it is frightening to know the scale and the scope of the technologies and the toys that they're going to unleash on us in order to bring about that next stage. If you are a Christian, I want you to think about the end times. I want you to think about the agendas that have been described and discussed that are coming down the pipeline. And they're not going to get there by the traditional means and methods. No, they're going to use some very interesting and almost unbelievable technologies in order to make it more easily possible for them to exert these next levels of the end game and of the control. Looks like we're coming up to the top of the hour. Not sure just exactly how much we're going to be able to get to before we need to take our next commercial break. I think it's a good time to point out, folks, that your sponsorship, your support of the network is what makes it possible for us to bring this type of information to you. Please go to the website, make a donation via PayPal, or use the telephone number and address. Contact one of the good people at the RBN offices to arrange for how you can make a donation by phone or by mail. We're going to be back in just a few minutes, folks, to talk a little bit more about the truth of it all around us. Stay tuned.